Tyler Kennedy on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for 50 years. Mulsey training for the half marathon this weekend. Went a little too hard before the show and is now trying to rehydrate with some Gatorade from the vending machine. Had three flavor options: lemon, lime, fruit punch, and what was the blue flavor?
It was Cool Blue.
Cool Blue.
I want to stress, it was Cool Blue.
You went with the old-fashioned lemon lime.
First one. It's good enough for the people who made the stuff. It's good enough for me.
But they made it better. I would have gone Cool Blue. Tyler Kennedy, did you have a Gatorade flavor preference?
Yeah, I love blue. I thought blue was my color.
Now, hold on, though. Now, I got to call timeout.
Light blue and dark blue are both better than lemon lime.
To me, Tyler, dark blue, horrible. That's the one I had an option for here. Light blue, that Glacier Freeze true. That Glacier Freeze one, that blue, that might be the elite Gatorade flavor of all time here.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I just felt like the darks were just too sugary.
Great
to
take.
To be honest. Like,
great take.
They were just so, like, you know, obviously they're all sugar, but like, the light blue, I don't know, it just felt better in my body. And like the dark was just like, I don't know, I felt like that was such a thing when, you know, Powerade and Gatorade first came out. Your parents bought cases of it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then I got sick of it.
There was the all sports stuff too that was carbonated. That's disgusting to even think about in retrospect. Here's a question.
Oh, that's right. That was so gross.
Horrible. Horrible idea. Here's a question I've always wondered about, Tyler. I'm going to run the half marathon, and like, when you're running it, you realize that there's these special tables for the elite runners, like the people who are doing the marathon in barely over 2 hours or the half in 1 hour. They're insane.
Yeah.
And they have their own elite. It's called like the elite drink station. And it's all this like weird pink colored stuff. Or you see tennis players drinking whatever. Did you guys have like special, not available to the public, like energy drinks or rehydrating drinks that we've never even heard of that were sitting on the bench?
Like, I think there are available to the public, but I think no one really bought them because they were so expensive. Like BioSteel, I drank so much BioSteel in NHL, and it was so expensive. I don't do it anymore because it's too expensive to buy for what I do, you know. But at BioSteel, I remember in San Jose, guys used to drink cranberry juice and beet juice because it helps with like oxygen, like getting the red blood cells going. So maybe before your run, have a shot of beet juice. It'll help with your breath and stuff. And I don't know. I felt like, I always feel like if I was a guy running a marathon, I'd drink mine and then like put my hand all the way down the table, knocking everyone's off. Get a little advantage.
TK, were you a smelling salts guy?
Yeah. I was a smelling salts guy. I think it was just because everyone else did it. It wasn't like, hey, I needed it. I was just like, all right, let's try this out. And then kind of gets part of your routine. And then
gotcha.
You know, now, history.
Did you ever hear stories of Kessel having a special water bottle that was just filled with Coca-Cola Classic?
Oh, the guy chugs Coke. It's incredible.
I mean, just
the guy
disgust,
loves Coca-Cola.
Just absolutely disgusting.
I don't know if the hot dog thing is true, but I know the Coke thing's true, Tyler. He loves it.
Yeah. Like, imagine your burps. Like, just like, I don't know about you, but like.
Dude, I'd puke.
I'd
puke.
Yeah. Like, so there was a guy, you probably guys know this guy too. His name's Robbie Shrimp. I play with
him
in
Wilkes-Barre. Yes, he was a huge prospect. Huge prospect.
Yeah, like huge prospect. So good, so skilled, and like he would have like a Coke in between periods, like on ice. Like it sounds really good. Like I don't know about you guys, but like not that I love a great Diet Coke or Coke on ice, lots of ice. It's like one of my favorite drinks.
Yep.
And it'd probably be so refreshing after a period. But it's the next period that I'd be worried about, you know?
Exactly. It'd be coming up on the ice.
Tyler, this whole thing that's grown legs, Kiprios up in Toronto on Mike Sullivan to the Devils. We had Rossi on yesterday, and all he said was they haven't talked yet, the Devils and the Penguins, but he didn't rule it out. He talked to Dubas, who didn't say, no, it's not happening. And the one thing that seems to be consistent in all this is New Jersey like wants to pay him like he's the highest paid coach and best coach in the NHL. So usually money talks. That's the one thing that makes me think there's some truth to this rumor. What's your thought on the whole thing? Maybe you've heard something.
Obviously, I know the connection with Sheldon Keefe and Kyle Dubas went right back to our junior days. Again, I met Sheldon through Kyle. You know, we used to skate with the Greyhounds. Kyle let us do it. And then Sheldon was the coach, and that's how I got to know him. And I'm a phenomenal coach. I think he's a great coach. I think he's earned everything he's got. The one thing – it's almost like the Penguin effect, right? When you think of like when players come here, they play really well because they, you know, they're playing with Crosby. They're playing in that, you know, they're treated well. I just feel like guys really play really well here. They get those big contracts and they have to go somewhere else. Like kind of like Gensel, you know, like he's played unbelievable here. Now it's time to get paid, time to leave. Kind of like a coach. He's won two Stanley Cups. He's still a great coach. I'm not sure if the Penguins are willing to pay him, but I know New Jersey Devils are dying for a coach with a resume like Mike Sullivan. And I wouldn't put it out of question. And it kind of reminds me of the Dan Bylsma, you know, when he left and went to Detroit, or I'm not sure where Dan went, but I know Buffalo. He got a big tick. Buffalo. He got a big, big ticket to go there. And it kind of reminds me of the same thing. And again, I, you know, the more you're out of the game, the more you're in the game, the relationships in the NHL, like it's such an old boys club, you know, where guys always go back to their old stomping grounds, always go back to the guys they're confident with that can coach or, you know, be a GM or be a player. So it wouldn't surprise
me. What a domino effect you're describing. You're saying if Sullivan were to go to New Jersey, you wouldn't be shocked if Keith became the Penguins' next coach. If Toronto goes out is what it sounds like to me, Tyler.
Well, I think, you know, it almost like when Kyle came here, you know, you kind of knew he was kind of leaving, and then it kind of all unfolded pretty quickly with him coming here. And I just think they have a great relationship. I think, you know, Sheldon's been in Toronto for a while, and he's actually been probably one of the longer coaches in the NHL in Toronto just because of how fast Toronto turns coaches over. So he's had a pretty good career there, and I wouldn't be surprised if they let him go just to try to change it up. Again, at the end of the day, guys, when you get hired to be a coach in the NHL, like you're there almost to get the team to a place, and you're fired to get a next guy to take a step and take it from there. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. Like there's coaches that are really good with young teams that get them into the program, into like how they need to play, and then it's time for them to leave and get the guy that knows how to win. You know what I mean? Like when you think of Torts going to Philly, he was a guy that they needed structure. They needed a guy to be kind of like a hard, you know, hard on the players. He came in there. He did that. It didn't work out this year. But again, I feel like he's on the hot seat for me two years, and then they'll find another guy that can kind of take over and kind of try to take him to the promised land. But again, I think there's coaches that are in positions to get fired, really.
Yeah.
Tyler, what kind of coach then is right for what the Penguins are now? Because the obvious line people draw to Sullivan and the Devils is that is a young, fast team that gave the Penguins fits. And when the Penguins were younger and faster, Sullivan won two cups. So, like, given what the Penguins are built like now, what kind of coach out there is good for them?
I think a coach that has a significant NHL career, that's a somebody that's played a long time, that like a Tocchet, you know, a guy that can look Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Carlson in the eye and say, hey, you're not this anymore. We need you to play like this to win, you know? And I feel like if you're an NHL coach with not the best resume, it's hard to get the respect from the players that have done more than he has, you know? So I think you have to get a guy that's very well respected, that's had a career, that's been through the in and outs of the NHL, had success, and now is coaching.
Tyler, last one. When you think back, because I was just watching the highlight of this again the other day, when you see, this is not a Crowley question, when you see Talbot get...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, when you see Talbot get punched out by Carcillo and then do the finger to the mouth and the sleepy thing, like, do you get goosebumps like I do? Like, do you guys hold that moment in reverence like the fans do?
Yeah, I think no matter what, it's a pretty special moment, you know? And, you know, when we watch it, even that whole, all the highlights you see Sid, you know, with the NHL Network, you know, raising the cup in 2009, it still gives you chills, you know,
Did he go
like
out there saying,
more,
I'm going to get, like, I'm going to take this for the team because we need it to win? Like, was that actually, was that organic, or did he say to you guys on the bench, I'm going to let this happen to me?
He definitely took it for the team. I know that. You know, he definitely took one for the team there. But it sparked us, you know. And, you know, that was a turning point we needed, you know. And, like, when you watch the NHL games now and you see these young, you know, like, you see a young New York Rangers, and you know they have a real long runway right now. Like, that was us. That was the 09 Penguins. Like, we had such a long runway, and it's so easy to get behind teams like that. And it's just, it's crazy, but it always comes to an end, and we're coming close to that end right now.
I know.
How easy is it for you, by the way, to go back and visualize? Like, if I just say game six, game-winning goal, Tyler Kennedy against the Red Wings, how quickly does the memory of exactly where you were on the ice and, like, what, you know, how that goal happened come into your brain? How fresh is it?
To be honest, it's not that fresh. I know exactly what happened, how it, you know, how he threw it behind the net, and I kind of jammed it, who was coming at me with Helm and who was in net and my celebration, everything. But boy, it's just been a while.
Is that an F-bomb celebration? Is that a let's effing go celebrate? Like, is that what you're saying?
That's everything under the sun.
Yeah, that's everything under the sun. Like, you know, again, guys, when you score in front of that many people, or you do something pretty special in front of that many people, like, that feeling, it's you can't mimic it. You know, it's so hard to mimic it no matter what you do. Like, even now, like, you know, like, I golf and stuff, I make a good shot, like, it's great. But, like, that feeling is it's indescribable, you know, of, like, just so much pressure going into so many hours, so much time. Like, you know, I see these little kids in my program and they're waking up at 5:30 and their goal is to do what I did, you know, and I just hope one of them gets there, you know. But those feelings from scoring that goal, I still feel them, but the memory is getting a lot less clear because of the time.
Tyler Kennedy, everybody, 15th anniversary of that Stanley Cup run. I'm sure Sportsnet Pittsburgh will have all kinds of replays on it over the next few weeks. Tyler, thanks for coming on with us today.
Thanks,
man.
TK,
we appreciate it.
Who do you guys got for winning? Let's go first. Let's go with that first.
Carolina versus, well, I had Dallas before the playoffs started, so I'll stick with that. I had Stars and Hurricanes in the Cup final with Dallas winning the whole thing, Tyler.
I'm actually going to double up on Carolina, but they're going to beat Vegas, which is just going to be funny because everyone won't have to complain about Mark Stone rising like Lazarus from the dead right before the playoffs started.
How about you?
I got Dallas. I think, you know, hockey gods, or I feel like I'm a player. I can say, like, hockey gods are still there with what they're doing. I think the hockey gods are going to work against them eventually. So I think Dallas, and then I think New York. I think New York's going to be in the finals too. But
another empty playoff trip for Connor McDavid. Then,
yep. All right, Tyler. Good stuff, brother. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Yep.